For the second time in less than a year, over 47,000 public school employees are facing prospects of a 10% premium hike as a result of reforms. These are people working as administrators, teachers, bus drivers, and cafeteria workers. The 10% rise in cost is much lower than the 35% premium spike projected to take place without any legislative action. In October, the legislature curbed a 50% hike down to 10%. But Brittany Brooks, an educator at Franklin Elementary in Little Rock, says two consecutive years of double-digit increases make it hard for her colleagues to see this week's action as a solution.
I have met with several of my coworkers that are very upset and are trying to stay abreast of the situation. And then I think there's some that really don't have any idea and probably won't until it happens.
In addition to healthcare costs taking up more of an employee's paycheck, three other major tenants prop up the legislature's proposal and actions by the Employee Benefits Division. One change will eliminate coverage for part-time school employees. State Senator Linda Chesterfield says part-timers might find themselves searching for federally subsidized private plans under Arkansas's versions of the Health Insurance Marketplace or Medicaid expansion, both set in motion by the Affordable Care Act. But Chesterfield, a Democrat from Little Rock, says part-timers are still being put in a precarious position.
The problem is we don't know if there'll be a private option because there are a number of individuals who have been elected that would change that dynamic and therefore preclude it from going forward.
A second major change includes pushing spouses of school employees who can also get insurance through their own employers off of the public school employee plan. A third provision redirects health care-related tax savings from school districts back to the insurance program. The Little Rock School District's Chief Financial Officer, Kelsey Bailey, says that could mean the district losing up to $600,000 a year.
Typically, that's in the general operating fund, so it may reduce some of your supplemental programs that I would call it, maybe some of your after-school tutoring possibility, maybe some of the summer programs. We're unlike a lot of districts in the state, we're the largest and we're in an urban environment, so we have a lot of special needs.
Republican State Senator David Sanders of Little Rock says even though money is being redirected out of discretionary district spending, the idea is to take money related to health care to use for health care.
The FICA savings that very clearly is derived from the money that the state sends the school district for health care premium, a lot of that is also creating a redirection of funds, but those funds are to go back into the plan to offset a premium increase.
Other changes are coming, including the cost of the cheapest plan, the Bronze Plan, some decreases in coverage for prescriptions, and limits to some procedures like bariatric surgery, something educator Brittany Brooks benefited from. In the days leading up to the special session of the legislature, Governor Mike Beebe said even with proposed adjustments, underlying problems would still remain. That's something Senator Chesterfield agrees with.
We're going to have legislation to fix the problem systemically, and I'm just not sure that this is the way. I just know that it's going to hurt a lot of folks. And I do know that those individuals who make the least will be hurt the most.
Senator Sanders, who sits with Chesterfield on the task force that drafted the changes, agrees structural reforms to the self-funded plan are needed, but says it'll take time and likely will not come in a comprehensive package.
There are few occasions where there are silver bullet fixes to public policy issues. And this is one. There isn't a silver bullet fix.
The details of what a long-term fix might look like will continue to develop when the task force begins meeting again after the special session. Sanders wants to push for more consumerism and market pressures, possibly lifestyle incentives. Others see a new infusion of money or working with a plan for state employees as the major shift that's needed to bring consistency to people working in Arkansas's public schools. LRSD's CFO Kelsey Bailey.
I don't think it's an easy solution. I think if it was easy, it would have been solved by now. So really, from my perspective, we just want a long-term solution so we're not coming back to the same point next year, year after next.
I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.